Hi, I'm Gracie Jones, and this is Book Talk. Today we're going to be talking about The Fault in Our Stars by John Green. From what I've heard, John Green was a big deal back in the early 2000s. There's always going to be something good and bad in a book. Like you hated the ending, or you loved the writer's style, The Fault in Our Stars is a book that you shouldn't pass on. It has love, tragedy, and life lessons that can be used today. It might have been a bit cliche because of the whole boy meets girl, girl is weary of the boy, and eventually they fall in love. But this book can actually be 100% cliche because it's based on a true story. One girl, one boy, both had cancer and found love with each other until their hearts stopped beating. It's safe to say that the Grim Reaper was a major archetype in this novel. The characters Hazel Grace Lancaster and Augustus Waters both faced near-death experiences until it finally took them. The Grim Reaper was testing them a lot throughout the book. Could this book be used today to learn life lessons? I think yes. The lessons that can be learned is that it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. That things are worth fighting for, and that you should have different perspectives of the world based on your experiences that you have faced. One thing that I wish was different was that it took place right now with us. If the book took place right now, then Hazel and Augustus would have survived and could have lived a long, beautiful life together since our medicine has dramatically advanced. My favorite part of the book was when they were swinging on the sad swing set. Because the swings might have looked sad, but I like to think that after Hazel and Augustus sat and talked on them, that the swings were brought to life. I highly recommend reading The Fault in Our Stars if you want a good cry and a new look on reality. I'm Gracie Jones, and this is Book Talk.